Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
If you were out and about around Cambridge over the Christmas holiday and the New Year as well, you might have ventured into the Grand Arcade and went on the hunt for a collection of dinky presents which had been created by the team behind Dinky Doors. Well, there's now the opportunity for you to get your hands on one of those little dinky presents because they are going up for auction on the 26th of January. The auctioneer is the bargain hunt and antiques road trip star Charles Hanson, who will be taking part in what is going to be the first ever charity auction by the Grand Arcade later this month. I'm pleased to say that Charles is on the line now. Morning to you.
Good morning, Julian.
Thank you very much for coming on. I've been thinking about this. Normally, when things get presented to you on Bargain Hunt or other shows that you're involved in, you can look at it, turn it upside down, give it a bit of evaluation. How do you do a starting price for a dinky door?
Yeah, well, it's difficult. And I suppose it's really quite difficult to almost hazard what they're going to make. They're very special. I think they're very unique. You know, there's no hallmarks on them. You can't really say, well, we saw some before, this is what they're worth. I just think they're really quite important. I think, it's Banks's answer to what Bristol have. I think, these dinky doors in Cambridge are going to live on and be remembered. And I think, they reflect now, they represent now in being elusive sort of street art as well. I'm really excited. I think they present really good value for money. I think they're special works of art for future, but also the money is going to a great cause as well. So hope it's a win-win-win.
Yeah, no, very much. I wonder, when I've been to a couple of charity auctions in the past, and you kind of get the impression that people have turned up and they want to give to charity. And, there will be people there, hopefully, who absolutely want to buy something. And actually, unlike possibly other auctions you've been involved in the past, they don't care how much they spend. Well, they do within reason, but, they will just say, right, I'm going to give this amount of money to charity. I'm going to wave my hand and do all sorts of things in order to get Charles's attention.
That's right. I think, once you're in that almost bidding frenzy and you're in that moment and there's other competition and you really don't want to let this lot go, my job is to maintain that engagement, keep them going. And then before you know it, hopefully it's been sold and it's made an amazing price, and as you say, in the community at large, the money can really change lives. So we really hope for a great gathering. It's a great event, and I think the more folk who want to come down and enjoy the spectacle will make a memory for an amazing cause as well.
No, very much so. And in Cambridge Street Aid, we're familiar with that organisation. They do a lot of lot of good work on the city of Cambridge. And of course, some of the money is going to Dinky Doors, who we mustn't forget, are doing this. And actually, I guess you've had a chance to see some of the doors. They're just intricately developed.
They are. I think, from the Tiny TARDIS to the, Wonder Emporium and even the sort of miniature number 10, they're very special. I think importantly, very clever as well. And I think in the whole history of art, they will live on, and it might be the start of something. And these were the origins. So it's a spectacular thing, I think, for Cambridge in this new year. And it's really, creating a trend and...
And might people be buying something which is, in 20, 30 years' time, maybe beyond, people say, this is a dinky door. They created these for the Grand Arcade over Christmas, and then they were sold off. People literally discovering them in the attic.
I think, with local heritage and local art, and I think particularly clever local art, which this is, I think there will be a resonance in years to come, and we will remember this event. And I do think, not just withstanding what the money is doing in support, but also I think as an investment, these items are quite special. And being, I suppose, an arbiter of taste and being an auctioneer and seeing, the strains of art develop in communities, I do think this is unique for the right reasons and special. So there's an honour as an auctioneer thrive on meeting people on the night we can push these and really do some good.
No, very, very much so. I'm wondering, with the cost of living being as it is at the moment, I just had a nasty look at the electricity bill over the weekend and seeing that it was sort of creeping up considerably what was owed against, you know, how much I was paying the French people every month for my electricity. Do you think we should also start maybe going up into the attic? I should sort of see what we've got there.
Or
is that just dangerous?
Yeah, I think this time of the year, Julian, people often think, well, it's a new year, you know, decorations come down, we put in the lot decorations. It's amazing now what is collectible. In my 30 years now being an auctioneer, I never dreamt when I first began that I would sell a Harry Potter book for, you know, £80,000. I never thought I'll sell a Game Boy at auction for £4,000. Early mobile phones, big new market. So it's remarkable what is now, with the influence of those online platforms like eBay, what's now filtering into the general auction market which we're in. And it's amazing, the worldwide audience, what they're buying. You know, we saw the Star Wars figure called Yak Face. It was bought from Tesco's in 1985 for 89p, and we sold it for £9,000 4 weeks ago. So you just cannot believe what is always sort of, should we say, evolving and becoming collectible and financially a benefit to a homeowner.
And I guess you just don't know, do you? I'm just thinking, if I was to open my desk drawer at home, I think I could possibly find you an original iPod and one of those Nokia phones where you could change the colours of the front of the case, you know?
That's right. It's. I mean, you know, even things like Pokemon, you know, it's something which, if we look at what is fashionable at a certain time in a certain year, values can really roll. I never thought I'd be handling like a My Little Pony collection. Crazy.
Whoa! How much did the My Little Pony collection go for?
Well, it's probably worth between £3,000 and £5,000.
What?
You know, we all know as youngsters, these things were played with, tossed around, and probably binned or recycled. But now, any early toys, even from the millennium, in good condition, with no tears and the plastic coating all there still, there's a real market. So, yes, if your children or even yourself look after your toys and really sort of mess them around, you could be on a small fortune.
I just imagine the child being told, don't damage that. You could be valuable at the auction when you grow up. It's not going to happen. But look, we hope, obviously, that the dinky doors are going to be very valuable when they're auctioned at the Grand Arcade on the 26th of January. Have you any idea of what they might go for?
It's
obviously there's nine of the things, isn't there, I think, altogether.
That's right, there are. There's nine presents for the auction out of ten. Obviously, we're live for online bidding until 5 p.m. on the 25th of January. Then, obviously, the auction is live with me on the 26th, the real final showdown. And I think they'll do very well. I think they're special. And I'm going to say to you, what do you think, Julian? What are they worth, do you think?
Me?
Do you want the bid for one? Yeah, do you want the bid for one? Do you fancy one?
Well, Mrs. Clover fancies one. This is the real problem here. She possibly also fancies the Harry Potter book at £70,000 too, which on a journalist's wage, I'm afraid that's not going to be coming her way. I've been told they actually cost quite a bit to make.
Now, they do.
Information gets through, so I think I'd be disappointed if one of them didn't go for £5,000, you know?
Correct. Now, I'm with you there, and I think they are works of art. They're quality works of art, and I think they really define the great county and city of Cambridge. And, yeah, I'm adamant and pretty sure they'll be good investments as well.
Interesting. Tell us about the online auction, because this is important, because not everybody is going to be able to make it along, are they, on the 26th
of
January?
And I think now it's so easy to go online, and very much the sale will be online and live until 5 p.m. on the 25th of January. So you can place a bid, which is very easy if you go online and obviously look at Dinky Doors. And then obviously, you know, if you if you can't make the auction, that's on the 26th, you're very welcome to, from now, for the next, what are we talking, next sort of fortnight or so, very much get online and keep an eye on where your bid might be and keep on pressing that mouse and be in the house on the 26th.
And rush down to the Grand Arcade if the one you're after looks like it's in danger of being outbid. Charles, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's Charles Hanson who's going to be conducting this at Dinky Doors auction at Grand Arcade. As we say, it's in a very good cause with the funding split neatly between Dinky Doors and the wonderful Cambridge Street Aid. Charles Hanson.
Cambridge 105 Radio.